Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Bloom's on this weekend. Dermot Gavin is at it. He's here before that. We have to talk peonies in a minute. But before that, good news. Look at all the sun.
Oh, wonderful.
Decent weather.
Yeah.
You've 3 days of decent weather, Dermot.
Well, that'll be nice. And no more glorious place to be than in the Phoenix Park, surrounded by avid gardeners enjoying the sun and enjoying the plants.
Now, this is like the ad, I don't know what a tracker mortgage is. Can I come clean and admit that I've come close in a number of years, but I have never actually been to Bloom? So sell it to me, dear.
Well,
what am I missing?
This is a confessional then, because this is only my second time going to Bloom.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have assumed it required your presence before they could open the doors.
I would have assumed so too.
A bust of you somewhere.
No, I would have assumed so too. No, last year was my first time there. The invitation always got lost in the post up until then. But it is an amazing gathering. It's a bit like the Chelsea Flower Show. Everybody should go once. The location is remarkable. It's a festival. Unlike Chelsea, it's a festival of food and gardens and plants. And so many people have been working around the clock to bring it together. It's a year in the planning.
Now, this is a stupid question. Do they plant it in the soil of the park, or do they bring in their own soil and take it away after?
Oh, generally, they don't plant it in the soil of the park. And it's funny because the soil that they do plant and dig up every year will be the worst in the country, because it just gets disturbed and disturbed. And often when you're doing show gardens, it's an artifice. So you're planting into sand, or you're not taking the plants out of the pots, or and you're cramming them into spaces to make them look naturalistic. So they're elaborate flower arrangements, and nothing is built in the park to last. So this time next week, everything will be gone.
It must be some amount of effort and work.
It is. It's kind of addictive for show gardeners too, though. It's a big ego thing. So all the medals have been announced today. Everybody will feel very important for this week. And then for the rest of their year, nobody cares. And they get on with either growing plants or landscaping or whatever. So it's the highlight of the year for many. But show gardening can be a dangerous and expensive thing if you get addicted.
I assume, though, presence at Bloom is useful to those whose livelihood this is, because it brings credibility when they go out to the client.
Yeah, if you are there and you win a medal and you do a pretty garden, yes, it does. You can put that on your van or on your website or whatever.
Now, during the break, you were showing me your peonies.
I was indeed. Yeah, I was telling you, Anton. So gardening is still taking place all around the country in towns and cities and fields. And yesterday I went to visit an amazing place. A guy called Liam Shepherd, who is near Tullow in Carlow, and he grows peony roses. So it's an import substitution thing rather than importing cut flowers from Holland or from Kenya or where the roses come from or wherever. This guy has...
And what's a peony rose?
A peony rose is the most beautiful, blousy, double flower. Sarah Bernhardt is the variety that everybody loves. It's white and blush of pink. But this guy is an arable farmer. So it was, I think, beef and dairy way back. Now he's an arable farmer. And he has decided to try 18 acres.
And 18 acres of roses, fields of roses.
So they're not roses, they're herbaceous plant. They're called a peony rose because the head is like a rose. So they grow up every year and then die back. So he has 18 acres in this crop, which is all sold through Dunstores as cut flowers at this time of the year. But it was the most unbelievable thing to see. If anybody wants to see it, I put a thing of them on the on my Instagram. Amazing. So that's gardening in this country. We have the most remarkable climate for growing. We have a lack of extremes of hotter, colder, wetter, dry, 4 distinct seasons. So plants from all around the world. So those peony roses will have come from China originally.
I didn't realise that. I would have thought we lacked the kind of scorching sun that you needed to really bring the best out in Bloom.
No, scorching sun is great for its own type of plants. If you go to South Africa, you go parts of the States, the desert in Nevada, you'll get places that absolutely love scorching sun, but we have the mix. So we don't get the extremes. So we're very lucky. A broad range of plants will grow here.
Will you be there in an entirely spectating capacity at Bloom, or are you going to be doing any work?
I will be talking. So around 11, half 11 every day, I'll be given some sort of talk. And then 4 p.m., I'm on panels and I'll be visiting different stands, seeing what people are growing and answering people's questions.
Well, we look forward to it. And obviously, all you do is throw Bloom into Google and you can get the details. Event running from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. Dermot Gavin, pleasure to talk to you as ever.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.